Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Folk singer Joni Mitchell made those words famous back in the 70s in her popular song Big Yellow Taxi. She wrote the song on her first visit to Hawaii. While admiring the spectacular mountain view from her hotel window, it saddened her to look down and see the asphalt below. So she sang that they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. However, the refrain of not knowing what you've got till it's gone can easily apply to a lot of things that we take for granted. Just ask someone who has lost their sight, their hearing, or their ability to walk. Imagine not being able to see the smile of the face of your loved ones, hearing the cooing voice of a baby, or being able to embrace them. During the pandemic, a number of news outlets asked people, "What do you miss the most?" When correspondent David Lyman asked this question for the Cincinnati Inquirer, he discovered that, quote, "It was the yearning for things we were no longer able to do." And the answers were similar. "I miss seeing my loved ones. I miss hugging friends." If you notice, those are the same things we say when someone we love dies. We miss those things which right now we may take for granted. Now, keep these thoughts in mind as you hear again what John shares with us here in his first letter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. When Jesus died, it appeared that all of this was lost. The disciples who enjoyed hearing our Savior's voice as he taught, walking with him along the road and seeing him proclaim the gospel to the crowds, thought all of this was now gone. And that's how it feels when you and I lose someone that we love. When sin entered the world, death paved over paradise. But now, look at how all of this has changed with Easter. When Jesus drew his last breath on the cross, he paid for all of our sins in full. And he also conquered death. 3 days later, just as he promised, he rose from the dead. A real, physical, bodily resurrection. He stepped out of the grave alive. Mary was so happy to see him that she hugged him. On that first Easter evening and the Sunday that followed, the disciples could not only see Jesus and hear him, they even took turns touching him. They could see him smile. They could hear his voice announcing peace and forgiveness. And with Jesus' invitation, they could now even touch the wounds that he endured on the cross to secure our salvation. Here is what it means, what you and I confess as we do in the Creed, that we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Like John, you and I will see, hear, and even touch our risen Savior. When Jesus came to rescue us, he didn't come as a spirit. John himself reminds us in the Gospel that he became flesh and dwelt among us. And with his body, he has rescued us, body and soul, for eternal life. And having been baptized into his death and resurrection, you can look forward to the day when Jesus shall return and we shall step forth from the grave. The blind will see, the lame will walk, and the deaf will hear. The kinds of things you will never see again include canes and crutches, hospital beds, and cemeteries. On that day, we will see the smiling face of our Savior and the faces of all those whom we miss now, but who trusted him and who at the resurrection we shall see again. Imagine all those smiles, all those happy faces, and all the hugs. Jesus rose from the dead, and John wants you to know that you can be absolutely sure of it. And John also recorded our Savior's promise to you. Because I live, you also will live. And through faith, you can be sure of this too. Let us pray. Risen Savior, thank you that these bodies, crushed under the weight of aging, illness, and pain, and broken by sin, shall rise in full health and vigor, leap and sing and rejoice at the resurrection. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.